Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. For those of you who love the sport of baseball, possibly the world's greatest pitcher was born 104 years ago today, on July 7, 1906, in Mobile, Alabama. His name was Leroy Robert Satchel Paige. According to the Library of Congress, Paige earned his nickname Satchel as a young boy carrying bags at railroad stations for passengers. After being convicted of petty theft, he was placed in a black reform school where he began refining his baseball skills. 5 years later, the lean, long-armed Paige began pitching professionally for several teams in the Negro Southern Association, the Negro American League, and the Negro National League. Paige's pitching prowess drew huge crowds. A natural showman, Paige enjoyed driving from game to game in his Cadillac convertible. He also owned a bus and several airplanes with, quote, Satchel Paige's All-Stars, unquote, written on the side. Barred from the major leagues because he was black, Paige showcased his skills by barnstorming across the country, pitching for any team willing to meet his price and proving his mettle in organized exhibition games against the best players of the day. Many major league teams forbid their players from wearing their team uniforms in these games. According to Rob Ruck, quote, his feats in such games became part of baseball mythology. Many a fan recounts a story about a game in which Paige intentionally walked the bases loaded with major leaguers, told his fielders to just sit down, and then struck out the opposing side. Said Paige, quote, I like playing against Negro League teams, but I loved barnstorming. It gave us a chance to play everybody and to go everywhere and let millions of people see what we could do. I just loved it. I'd have played every day of the year if I could, unquote. In 1971, Satchel Paige was the first Negro League player elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.